What a story today. If I were the women, I would be so angry with the 11. What's wrong with you? We're telling you Jesus isn't in the tomb. He's risen. And they're, You know what they're saying? They're saying, fake news. Fake news. They don't believe them. They don't believe them. And yet, the women themselves, when they went to that tomb and they saw the stone rolled away and they saw that Jesus was not there, they also, at the moment, were very confused. And then they saw these two men in dazzling clothes that said to them, "Don't you remember?" And they recalled the words that Jesus spoke about how he had to be delivered up to sinners, that he would die and that he would rise again. He is not here. And it was at that moment that the light bulb went on inside of their heads, and they were so excited. They didn't linger. They were there to prepare a body. And they took off and went and found the 11 and the others, and they told them exactly what had occurred, only to be greeted with fake news. Now, what's interesting is even Peter's response is somewhat questionable. It says that he got up and went to the tomb and looked in, and that he was amazed. And then what did he do? He went home. He went home. You know, was Peter just affirming what they, as the disciples, had decided, that the women didn't know what they were talking about? Is that why he went to the tomb, just to verify that, expecting to find Jesus laying there? But though he finds that exactly as the women described, it says he is amazed, but instead of going back and telling the others, he goes home. Strange. My question to you is, do you remember? Do you remember? George Burns once said that by the time you turn to 80 years old, you've learned everything, but then you only have to remember it. There are things that over time I have forgotten about my own family history. There are moments, just as a few seconds ago, of remembering that sometimes my memory fails. But yet there are those moments of things that call me to the present, that bring me back to that moment. You know, for example, if I hear Unforgettable, the song by Nat King Cole, and later done as a duet with his daughter Natalie Cole, it brings me back to the wedding reception, because that's Judy's and my song. I kind of joke because, you know, I say, instead of unforgettable, I say, it's regrettable. And she gives me a dirty look, so I don't do it too often. But then, you know, if somebody is wearing Menin's skin bracer, you know, that stuff, the green stuff in the bottle, that takes me and connects me to my father, because he wore that all the time. And every once in a while, you know, wherever I might be, somebody walks by and I get a whiff of that, and it brings me back to my dad. Or if I hear something from the big band era, you know, like Glenn Miller or Harry James or some of those, that also brings me to my parents. Isn't it interesting how senses will bring us and shake our memory? I'll tell you, one of the most amazing senses to me is that when somebody brings a bottle of California Zinfandel, and I'm not talking about, you know, just some, you know, generic stuff, but, you know, and when you open that up and you pour that into the glass, and you let it sit there for a second, and then you take it, and you just take it in, you smell it, and it takes me right to California. It's such a rich and amazing smell. Now, for some of you, California may be, But again, for me, it's a connection to my honeymoon, to the first days that Judy and I were together. Do you remember? Do you remember why you're here today? It's easy to forget. It's easy because we get distracted. It's easy because there's so many things that go on that pull our memory in different directions. Today, many may come filled with questions about which direction their life is going. Some may be grieving over the loss of a loved one. Someone may be worried about finances. Someone may be worried about, you know, making sure that the children are going to be safe and will be raised in a great environment where they will learn and grow and become active participants in our society. Some are just simply concerned because we worry about where our government is going. And that causes us to forget. When we begin distracted, just as those disciples were distracted, they were so consumed in their grief for the loss of Jesus, and I'm sure that a large portion of that was they were concerned for their own lives. They were worried that at any moment there would be the Roman soldiers at their door, dragging them out and taking them also to be crucified. They had forgotten. When we forget, we are doomed to repeat the past. If we forget what happened in the 30s and the 40s and the Holocaust, as many people were already telling us, it never happened. And we know better because we have history. There is proof. There are pictures, there are stories, and if we do the research, if we listen and we take the time to learn, and that even now there are still certain witnesses that still live to this day, we know it is true. It seems that we never learn from our action in war. We are always quick to enter into something when we believe that we are right, when we want to do something, and I'm not saying that we shouldn't, but on the other hand, do we also balance that desire with the sacrifice that will require of our sons and daughters? Because no one ultimately wins. And you might say, oh, but we did. But think about the parents and the spouses of those who lost loved ones in the midst of that. The hurt and the pain that they have endured all these years over the loss of an individual. If we do not remember what it costs, if we do not remember what it takes, we too are doomed to repeat the past. But today, I want you to remember what it is that these two men in dazzling clothes, these angels, said to the women. Don't you remember what Jesus has said? At least three times in the Gospel of Luke, Jesus speaks of his impending death and that he will die and that he will rise again. But because everybody was thinking in different ways, in different terms as to how Jesus was going to impact their life, they thought he was going to be a great soldier, a great leader, someone who would free them from the bonds to Rome. They thought it was going to be this way, not the way that Jesus spoke of. They could not see that the cross was his throne. They could not see the crown of thorns as his crown as king. They could not see in his suffering a God who could understand and desires to love his people so that we in our broken hearts may be mended and made whole. That we may be able to see the gloom of sin be wiped away because of this great act that occurred on Good Friday. Do you remember? For today, Today, your sins are forgiven. Today, you have been given new life. There is reason why we are able to shout the word Alleluia, because Christ is risen. And how many times do we ask Christ to remember? Think of the thief on the cross who next to him said, Jesus, remember me when you enter into your kingdom. And Jesus promises him by saying, today, I promise you, you will be in paradise. Even today, as we gather together around the table, we are told to do this in remembrance of Jesus. It's more than just a memory. It is bringing Christ forward into our lives, a living Savior who lives within us. That tells us that we are loved, that tells us that we are saved, that tells us that we have the gift of eternal life, not because we think we know better, or that we think that because of what I do or what you do is what gets us where we need to be, but it is all because of what God has done in this wonderful, amazing event, number of events, that started with his entry into Jerusalem, his supper where he sat and he knelt and wiped the feet of the disciples, teaching them what it is to serve, what it means to love one another, only to be delivered up on the cross. And even though it is something that is not something that we really want to remember, we must be able to see this Jesus on the cross. For Christ understands your own suffering. Christ knows what it is to grieve. Christ knows what it is to hurt. Christ knows what it is to be betrayed. Christ knows what it is to be doubted. Christ knows all that you have experienced. And today, he has taken those things, just like the old hymn that says, all your anxieties, all your cares, bring to the mercy seat, leave them there. Today, that has happened. Do you remember? I hope you are able to say yes. And that from this day, you too can leave like the women, as you have been prompted and reminded of what it is that Christ has done for us, and take it out to the world and share that with your family, with your friends, and with complete strangers. For the message is contagious. And when this world comes to know what it is to love, of the love of a God who gives us his Son, we will find ourselves to be truly able to live in peace. So may Christ's peace be with you always. What is it that we say? Alleluia! Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Remember. Amen.